Somebody scream! Sakere Baladosa! Lekodimatada! Would you help me wave your hands to the God of all flesh? Shani Pokotale. You reign, you ancient Zion King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh,
you are mighty on your throne.
Would you sing it one more time and say,
You reign, you ancient Zion's King.
Cry out,
Kadosh,
Kadosh,
you are mighty.
Tonight, God, we ask, do what only you can do. Tonight is about your arena. Tonight is about the space where you hold sway. Tonight is not about the voice of man. Tonight is about the integrity of the supernatural. You have a track record of being faithful. We do not just want to hear man. But if these words are true, cancers will go as the word comes. The lame will stand on their feet as the word comes. And the blind, the dumb, the afflicted will know that you are present here tonight. And let everyone scream aloud, Amen. Can I beg of you to take your seat for just a few seconds? Because we will be praying shortly. I want to start by saying a very big thank you to my friend and my brother of many years. And Pastor Larry is one of a kind. When I count my many blessings, I count him twice. You thought he knew me now? He's always known me. Interestingly, someone said to me, when we Google you, one of the first videos that come up is your video in House on the Rock, Port Harcourt. So just in case there are too many pharaohs that knew not Joseph, go back to Google. And I want to say thank you, man of God. It's not everyone that acknowledges you when they don't see anything. Many come when they see something. But he's been hanging out with me even when there is nothing. God bless you, men of God. And a few days ago, we were also talking, and I reminded her that my very first Sunday morning service, she was the one that spoke. And we were just... And she kept telling me the story of my life as if I was not the one that was in the middle of the story. And that is Pastor Reverend Christy Battery. Please help me celebrate the great woman of God. Thank you. And all great servants of God who told me, Pastor, I'm already there. I wish that this light could be brighter so I could see. But it's okay. I already see you in the spirit. Thank you. God bless you. And I want to also say, for all the people who told me I flew in from Abuja, I'm flying in from Lagos, I'm flying in from everywhere, and you are an NSPPDian, God bless you. Again, we reiterate what God cannot do. Tonight, Obago shall be the one. People of God, can I crave your indulgence one more time? That we stand on our feet as we read the word of God. Matthew chapter 14. I will want to start reading from verse 22. Matthew chapter 14, I will want to start reading from verse 22 all the way down to verse 33. Please, can we read the scripture together? And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And he worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Our Father, we ask, O God, that in the next few minutes, that Tandusha Kurabaliyadaha, that the reality of this evening will become our everyday experience. Father, we ask, O God, Nikala Dosha Patosie, Indubala Yekosha Patoria, Itali Konde Satadebaya, Eshamutande Kulaya, let not one man, one woman live here remaining the same. Tonight is a battle against the status quo. Tonight is a battle against nature. Tonight is a battle against limitation. And Lord, we decree and declare, oh God, and let the very essence of the Godhead be manifest in our lives tonight in the name of Jesus. Would you take your seats in the presence of God? And people of God, by way of starting, we have been asked in the next few days to dwell and meditate and regurgitate on engaging the supernatural. And people of God, can I say this by way of starting? That the supernatural is the play arena of God. The supernatural is the space where he reigns and dominates. The supernatural is where only he, God, calls the shots. The supernatural is the atmosphere where he, God, exemplifies what makes him God. The supernatural is simply the space in which God himself superintends in the affairs of man. And people of God, having put this by the side, let me quickly tell you a few things and we will get into the heart of the matter. Please lift up your right hand and declare after me, say, "Today, I want you to scream it like you understand it. Say, "Today, I decree and declare every part of my life will bow to the supernatural." Say, "Every part of my career, of my business, will bow to the supernatural." If you believe it, can you say louder, amen? Now, people of God, tonight, we could have chosen to begin to give out the breadcrumbs of the supernatural. and say, oh, take this as the breadcrumbs of the supernatural. But can I bet my life on this by saying that will be the greatest disservice that we will do ourselves in this meeting? So tonight is not about just grabbing the breadcrumbs that comes from the supernatural. But tonight is about a becoming. And so tonight, I don't want no one to tell me God did it. I want you to take me to the behind the scene. I also want to stand and do greater works, just the same way I see it in the life of these men of God. Is there someone who agrees with me? And in the realm of the spirit, there is no monopoly of the supernatural. Did you hear what I just said right now? God is just looking for available men. And that is why tonight I could have stood here and begin to dish out this, dish out that. But there is yet one more person here that is too hungry to receive the crumbs. There is yet one more person here tonight that says, Kando Satire. And so when I am done, who was I? Who did I become? And that is what God will do tonight. And permit me to say this few things about the supernatural. The sum total of your supernatural manifestation, that is your godlike manifestation, your glorious manifestation, your essence of divinity manifestation, if you will permit my use of words, is tied to the fullness or emptiness of your spiritual womb. But hear me, let me tell you this. Fellowship is what gets you pregnant. For the Bible says, out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. So an individual can actually still be Jerry Eze, but yet pregnant with rivers. Hear me, people. The problem with you is not that you're not a good Christian, but then again, you are pregnant with a cup of tea when you should be carrying rivers in your tummy. Excuse me, Pastor Jerry. What do you mean by this? The angel says to Mary, and says, there's a way we are going to arrange this pregnancy. And this is the order of the Lord. Joseph has no business in this matter. But the supernatural is about to overwhelm you. Shando Kasadaha wants the reason overwhelming. You are going to get into a realm you've never been to. Antosha Kadabaha, do not think that what the angel said to Mary was just a chip of the old block or something that just happened in a second. Mary, you're going to be locked up in a koinonia you've never seen. Candosia, young girl, Shatekeya, you are about to be wrapped up in a realm you've never been to before. Wakule Keseya, there is a mystery that is about to take place in your womb. But it is only mortals who have lost their mortality to immortality that can conceive. I'm afraid to say this. It is an error to walk through destiny not pregnant. As you birth one thing, get pregnant for another. But it's a bigger disaster to go through destiny pregnant and miscarrying at will. Remember who you are. Shandokia, Helekora Silianaba. Two men might look at a case of cancer. One will speak to cancer. Cancer will smile. Say, what's up, one? Another one will look at cancer. I remember while growing up in a local church where I grew up knowing God. One day, as a boy who knew God, I really was passionate about the things of God. I share the story all the time. And then again, we got into the situation where they usually used to bring mad people. Mad people. Hear me, people of God. Your life is not an accident. When God foresees your assignment in the future, He grants you exposure to them. In the fullness of time, everything will begin to align. Then you now begin to understand, was that why I was where I was? Was that why I suffered what I suffered? Listen, you might be sick with cancer. It is not for you to die. It's to remind you of your assignment. There is an anger that comes inside me when I see someone who is sick that is about to die. Because when I remembered my mother died the way she died, I told myself not under my watch. Did you hear what I just said right now? But I wish it were just ordinary words. Because there is no supernatural without the dunamis. Exousia is powerful when a man starts in the place of authority and begins to dictate. But then again, there is yet another form. Madoko Shadaya. The Bible says that the prophet was a man of like passion. A man like you and I, feelings of anger, feelings of dejection, feelings of depression. But he spoke and said there will be no rain. Then just in case you are wondering, sir, listen, he said according to my word. There are men and there are men. There are men that are not men, but there are men that could be called a generation. And he spoke that word, there will be no rain according to my word. Then you will wonder what manner of arrogant audacity was that. He was not just being emptily audacious, if you permit my use of words. But he spoke that and then went back into the place of prayer. Head in between the knees. Because there is a place we cook what we serve. Otherwise it will end up a motivational speech. But people are too much in trouble for me to stand here tonight and just be saying things that will make. And he went back to the place where things are cooked. Shandi kita daso. Shakele ketoya. There are dimensions in prayer. There are times when you are praying. There are times when prayer starts praying you. That is the dimension. You no longer pray. You know your problem is that you are still praying. Prayer has not started praying you. If you are praying and checking time, you are still praying. If you are praying and you knew when your phone rang and you take permission from God, I'll be back shortly and I'll continue to pray. You are still praying. But when a man, prayer starts praying you. Listen, someone had mentioned to me and said to me, he said, Pastor, I was here yesterday. He just sent me a message. He said, oh, they say you're coming today. I was here yesterday. And he said there was an overflow outside. But listen, let me say this. While I was praying, I began to see some rooms where people were. And then the Spirit of God said to me, away from that place, please take cognizance that there are people in different rooms that are not just those outside that I'm going to be visiting. Now let me show you my shock tonight. And I'm walking in with the man of God. And the man of God said, look at these rooms here. People are there. Let me tell you what makes you different from the next person. There are events that do not meet you surprised. Because there are places you have visited in the spirit. When you arrive in the physical realm and it starts playing out, you sit in one corner and begin to smile because your steps had already been ordered in the spirit before you arrive the physical. If you understand what I'm saying tonight, can I hear you scream fire? Arando Koshada, away from everything, I came for someone to become. The devil has tried rubbish with you. I didn't just come for you to grab a miracle. Listen, let me announce this. As a matter of warning, you better be prepared to receive from God. Because listen, I prayed and I prayed. And the Spirit of God says to me, I will do what I will do. Their faith does not matter. Just in case you don't have faith, it's okay. Just in case you are mocking what I'm saying, I say, why is he talking the way he's talking? I don't care. Just in case you don't think you can get pregnant, just in case you don't think that your leg can grow out, just in case you don't think that you are Kilabasha, that you're sitting on a wheelchair, that before we say amen, that you are rising up from the wheelchair, just in case you don't feel like it, listen, I don't need your faith. Shakalabara, I visited somewhere you did not visit, and I came out with something you don't know about. When the time reach, we gonna know who goes somewhere. Shanda kole keseha, handa kasaha, harabale kasa. Please take yourself for 1 second, and I wanna let you know. Shande kola saha, handa kosaha. The supernatural can either be God orchestrated. I'm talking about supernatural moments. It can actually be either God orchestrated or hunger created. And there are men and women who are waiting for that moment. But there are others who are saying, God, I'm too hungry to be where I am. I am too hungry. But you know what? Every man on assignment, a man of destiny. When you get hungry, please, can I beg of you, don't go for the fast food. It is too fast that it has no foundation. It makes a man look big but not healthy. There are meals that may take time. Sunday kasada. There are meals that are cooked. Shelebara. That are not cooked in public kitchen. It's not everywhere. Koranda kasa. It is called the secret place. Sunday kerede kasaha. Amaduki nasaya. Kanto shada. God locks you up there. This is where flesh dies. Kalebarasa. You want it. Andekosa. Ayanekosa, there are levels that God cannot trust you with until Kintoka, he dispossesses you of you. The $1 million problem that you have with the supernatural is not a devil fighting you somewhere. Shandokosa is your ability to recognize the outpouring of God upon your life. Shandekosara, can I say this? Please, the supernatural could be an atmosphere. It can come as an atmosphere. But most importantly, if the supernatural does not end up in maturing you, and the kosaha, I'm afraid to announce to you that was some fuzzy feelings that will not leave indelible mark in destiny. So there is an atmosphere we are under right now. Hiranda kasaha. There are atika. You may not be able to generate it in your house, but you've got to let God know. As I'm here right now, as I'm here right now, you've got to do something. Steer something. As I'm here right now, ekele korabashaha, arabale koseyaraha. Don't just make me smell like it, but make me be like it. Shando kasaya, arabale kodeshaya, asando keleya. An atmosphere change in the lives of the people. But they had no idea. But there was only one man. My people are here so they can bear me witness. In the later part of last year, I just was grateful to all that God did. But I just kept hearing God on a daily basis say to me, I wake up in the morning and I feel like I need to put something in my tummy. Meanwhile, all through the last day, I didn't eat. Not necessarily because I'm fasting, but you know how things just, and then I hear the Holy Spirit say, don't do that. Don't eat. I say, Lord, why? And the Lord says, there's something about you. And I'm obeying. And I'm looking forward to Adibashwa. I can't wait. So for the evening to end. And the Holy Spirit says to me, this is what I was having, weird and wild instructions. Some of them I could describe, they were not biblical. But Ron de Kasha, if he's going to use you for what eyes haven't seen, he's going to give you instructions that no one has ever obeyed. And so you realize, and I was going to, I had no idea what was happening, but I knew that the season was changing. I didn't know what it was. I knew that a mantle, Holy Ghost woke me up one night, and then Koshada Balaha, and he said to me, there's a vacancy, Jerry, you must fill tonight. And he says, do not pray in your knowledge. You are feeling a vacancy tonight. Do not pray in your knowledge. I woke up by 12:30. He said, do not pray in your knowledge until 6 a.m. And then I wonder how you will speak in the Holy Ghost for that long. But like I said, there is a realm where you're not trying to pray anymore. When I was done, I discovered that it was 6:45. I didn't know what I did. Listen. Nothing is accidental. The days when God wants to orchestrate supernatural happenings around you, one of the major things he does is to make you walk alone. Did you hear what I just said right now? Is to make you walk alone. You didn't understand why the other ones abandoned Elisha. I said to Elisha, oh, do you know your master? Or God, we are in the same class. How did he become your my master and no longer our master? Shatoka, Kairos was calling. Kairos was beckoning. And then the guy said, no matter what you do, I know what I'm looking for. You know, you're not hungry enough. Even Elijah was discouraging Elisha. And Elisha said, oh God, I know what I want. And Dekosaha, you are just the signboard, but you don't have it. Some of you may not have understood what I said. Listen, and Elisha said to Elijah, give me a double portion. If he had double portion, will he not be using it? And you're asking him, give you double portion. He doesn't have it, but he's the signboard. There are men who don't have it, but they are a sign to where you want to be. And he says, you don't have it, but I'm going to follow you because I know. And the man said, I have a word for how you will get it. If thou shalt see me when I'm taken away, because I can't give it to you, because what you're asking for, I don't have it. If thou shalt see me when I'm taken away, if you will get your focus on Paul. You know, there are stronger captains in ministry in the God. Listen, where you are right now. God said to me, when you arrive here, you're going to meet a lot of people that you're going to announce my word to them and say to them, where they are right now, they should have crossed it 10 years ago. But you know what? When a Kairos moment beckoned, that was your greatest distracting moment. You became distracted with everything. Distracted with everything. And let me tell you, the devil is legitimate with distraction. Because you will justify your distraction. When the moment came, I told my people what happened to Elisha was godly distraction. All of a sudden, wild wind came. If you know what a wild wind is, that wind that moves around the circle with so much noise. It's enough to make you ask, where is this thing coming to? Where is it? If thou shalt see me, and it comes with blowing up the sand, blowing up the dust, blowing up, it was God that sent it. But the man of God said, I know what I heard. If thou shalt see me, even though I'm in church, some people here can be distractions. So I am focusing on something that is bigger than me. All of a sudden, chariots of fire came. And I asked my people, if you saw chariots of fire, what will you do? You will try to understand something you've never seen before. What is this? How does a chariot that looks like fire? You want to actually have a descriptive analysis of what you have seen so that when you go out, you can tell the story. Ah, Lord, don't reduce my destiny to storytelling. I was born for more. Can you lift up your right hand wherever you are and declare with a loud voice, say, I was born for more. Somebody declare with a loud voice, say, I was born for more. I wish you can thunder it louder, say, I was born for more. Screaming again, say, I was born for more. And people of God, it was at that moment that this young man said, no matter what happened, you will not dislocate me. There's something I'm looking for. There's something I'm pressing into. There's something I'm embracing. And he says, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And heavens agreed. You were focused. Heavens agreed. This guy did not get distracted. And then he knew something had to go for him to pick up something. And then when he did, the rest is history. People of God, your level of hunger. Remember I said, the supernatural can either be God orchestrated or hunger created. Because I know when it comes to the time of prayer, there are sons and daughters who came here tonight that will say, God, you better not joke with my hunger, because I came prepared that it's either you feed me or you feed me. Listen, you can't afford to get one crumb of bread and run away. There's a generation tied to you. You need to return back home and distribute some things to your children. But how will you distribute to even your parents when you don't have enough for yourself? And hear me, people of God. The Bible begins to tell us a story about Peter. I don't know whether you see the angels I see all over this room. Because great and mighty works of the Spirit. You know what it means for someone's life to switch. And you're going to be asking yourself, could that have been me? Could that really, can that be said to be me? Can I announce over your life by the mandate of He that holds the whole universe? And He said to Saul, when you see the prophet, when they begin to prophesy, join them and begin to prophesy, because as you prophesy, you will become another man. As your amen will thunder wherever you are hearing my voice, at the end of this meeting, you will become another man. 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 I wish your amen will frustrate the devil. That amen does not look like an emerging amen. Let that amen show that you are taking a leap to your next season. Let that amen show your level of hunger. Would you take yourself for 1 second? And the Bible begins to tell us how Peter walked upon the water. Please, if you're careful to note that before verse 22, the preceding verses begins to tell us that Peter himself and the rest of the disciples had had a moment where Jesus had blessed the bread. And Jesus had also blessed the fishes and gave them and said, distribute. In one moment, they had become stars. They took the fish and the bread. They gave to this one. They knew they had three. They gave to this one. It was not finished. They gave this one. It was not finished. Their neighbors were around. Piro, this thing is multiplying in your hands. Ah, James C, this thing is multiplying in your hands. Nawa. It was a glorious. It was a moment that their friends, family, everyone who joined the company celebrated them. Verse 22. The Bible says, and Jesus constrained them. The word constrained another English that uses, that you can substitute for the word constraint. Jesus forced them. Another word is that Jesus compelled them. Another word is that Jesus pushed them. Listen. The reason why the supernatural is not being experienced in your life is that you are sitting in a place you have outgrown. Tonight, there is only one thing that will help you. The Lord has to push you out. I had a lot of problems when God was telling me about the miraculous ministry. I said, God, but I'm not like that. God asked me, how do they look? I said, God, but you know, I don't really want them to know. And all, and God said to me, what do you want them to know? And I had a problem with everything. When the Lord began to take me in the prophetic, I said, oh, all these people that used to see things. I said, Lord, I don't want to see. And the Lord said, everything you don't want, that's what you become. Listen, there's a generation begging for the original. There's a generation crying because don't assign your space in destiny to an amateur. You were born for such a time as this. You have been built for such a time as this. But you look at some things and say, that's not my natural, automatic way of assigning. No. Tonight, somebody with a loud voice say, oh Lord, push me out. Listen, it was Jesus that pushed them. You are too much in your comfort zone. Because another man cannot emerge where the former man is. Another man cannot emerge where the former man is. Wherever you are, can you stand on your feet? Lift up your two hands like you just lost your mind. Say, oh Lord, push me out. Say it again, say, oh Lord, push me out. Say, right now, I break out. I break out. Out, 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 out. Open your mouth and make it a prayer. Shakalabara ha. Reketekete ha. Hey. Hey. Shakataya. Rekenerezea. Erratokia. Shataleya. Barakada ha. Erekedeha. Push me out. Erekedebasa ha. I have a destiny to fulfill. Push me out. I was born for impact. Push me out. Shakadara. Flesh cannot tie me down. Push me out. Shakelekereha. I hear my name in the hall of greatness. Push me out. Shakeleya. Arakadaha. There are a great cloud of witnesses. Shakeleya. Eye. Shakalaba. Shataki. Shakereba. Lakada. Aradaka. Ajadaba. Reketeke. Shadabala. Erekete. Shabalea. Ayayayayaya. Shadekele. Erekete basa. Shadabali. Sokoto. Shabada. Rakata. Sedele. Shadibala. Erakada. Rekode basa. Let them believe her. Don't die aloud. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You must get ready to pray. My way. Lift up your right hand with a loud voice. As I thunder in the name of Jesus, I want to hear you scream it. Say, I come out. Listen, Ashana, we're going to keep declaring it until the Holy Ghost says to me that some people are coming out. Shandala, whether it's a mindset, whether it's a mentality, whether it's a feeling, whether it's from the environment, whether from your village people, I don't know where it is, but you see that place, you are coming out. Shandala, in the name of Jesus. As you hear me thunder in the name of Jesus, I need you to scream it. I come out. Shadalaka. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen, some people are already out. For the last time. For the last time. For the last time. Take some moments and speak in tongues. Take some moment and speak in tongues. No power of hell. No machination of darkness. Hey, ya, ya, ya. Shokelekete. Ata panata. Shakila yanaba. Rekedebasa. Shatoki. Sekele. Shabarada. Entekete. Orada. Lekereba. Hey, hey, hey. Shakiraba. Aya, ya, ya. Shakelebara. Shadada. Erekede. Sibara. Akata. Ajanaba. Rekede. Sekede. Hey, hey, great ministries, great businesses, great ideas, ayakata, shabata koto, elekereba, azadeki, salabaraba, asakara, for the final time, in the name of Jesus, thunder your loud amen. On the way to your seat, can I hear you shall say, I am out. I am out of Kazaha. I don't know whether you believe what you are saying right now. Whether it is ill health. Whatever that has decided that the purpose of God upon your life shall not be fulfilled. Whether it is fear of the unknown. When you become restless. When you become restless. You will break the yoke of your neck. Shataka. Rekedebasaya. Aratakara. Elekedebasaya. Osadika. Osade. Sokoto. Rikala. Shakibala. Estedeya. Somebody thunder. I am out. Elebarabasa. Kandarabasi. Orakarabasa. Shendelebara. Take your seat for 1 second. And Abalabasa. Keep saying it, say I'm out. Say it again, I'm out. Shout it again, say I'm out. Say I am out. Somebody thunder, say I am too anointed to be where I am. Say I am out. Say I am too blessed to be average. Say I am out. Say I am too blessed. I am too blessed to be the last. Say I am out. Scream it, I am out. Say I am out. I am out. I am out. I am out. For eyes have not seen. Oh, I see the angels hold some people. There's a path you are going through. You can't go with your strength. I even see 7 angels accompanying 1 person. The Lord says, they are my messengers going ahead of you to make every crooked path, to make every path that was hitherto difficult. Shodekeya, shelebara, oyanaka, shateleye, shokalaya. Something you know about yourself is changing right now. Something you know about yourself is changing. Erakana, eratakata, a mentality you have about yourself is changing right now. It's changing right now. It's changing right now. It's changing right now. It's changing right now. Rakana, erekedeva, orakana, barakana, orekedeha. Power of God, eshana, move in the midst of your people. Erekedeha, ataka, release fresh mantles. Shatogeya, arakaka. To men and women, release your grace, release your answer, release your power in dimensions. Hey, 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 yes, and again. Shatana, Rakade, hey, ay, ay, Selekere, Shada, Otaroko, Shate, Legedeke, Sabanaba, Jesus. Let a believer turn the iron mouth. Can I beg you? Take a step forward, just another 1 second. Another 1 second. The devil is a liar. I am out. Shandalaka. Destiny is calling my name. I am out. Shobarakadarabasaka. A generation is waiting to receive me. I am out. My journey will not stop on the way. I am out. Yesterday can never be better than my today. Today can never be better than my tomorrow. I am out. Perceptions I've held about myself over the years that are limited the flow of the supernatural. For out of my belly shall flow. If it is the supernatural, it must be a flow. It is not a trickle. It is not a trickle. It is not a trickle. If it is the supernatural, it must be a flow. Azaleke, Pataka, Chocotole, Sebala, Ayakala, Ashaleva, Erekede, every gifted, every ability, every talent, every favor of the Lord upon my life. You cannot be dormant anymore. Ayakala, you cannot be dormant. You cannot be dormant. Ayakade, Shedekeleva, Ayada, Azala. In the name of Jesus. Arabaza. Shake it. Take your step for 1 second. And Baba Basha. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I don't know why you know why you're saying this. But why I'm saying it might be different from why you are saying your own. I cannot have the destiny of a time bomb and I will end up like a knockout. I am out. I cannot be wired to bring down a Goliath while spiritual dwarfs are messing me up. I am out. I cannot be the voice of a generation. But yet, I've not yet become the echo of the city that I am in. I am out. I am out. For the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in my mortal body. Shokarada. Erekelebosa. Erakara. Ashana. Erekele. Somana. Shana. Ayayaya. Rekada. Sekele. Shabada. Rakada. Ayayaya. Shadada. Arabale. Sodaba. In the name of Jesus. Elebara Baba Bakasha. You can't fit into their definition. Because they want to define you to minimize you. And because they've said it over and over again, you are beginning to pay attention. Maybe, maybe I am out. Shokalaba. Andakosa. Lebaradakosa. Shodelebarakasa. Andarabarabasa. Ojandalika. Erandabasaha. Endekosa. Kala. Can you take a seat for 1 second? Listen, if I stopped here tonight, wonders have already taken place. If I ended here right now, you're going to see Kila Barabasha. Some of you just abandoned the cancer right here. Heart palpitation, you abandoned it. You're going to check your legs and you find out unequal legs have just become equal. You're going to check your ear and just go and run a check right now and discover that deaf ears just opened right now. You're going to discover that what seem to be blind eyes are open right now. You can for starters touch your tummy again. You will not feel the lumps of the fibroid again. So Kaladaba, I reckon while you were screaming, I am out. Even though you were focused on a spiritual matter, the angels around you are by saying your spirit cannot leave and your body will be there. For your body is the temple, not just your spirit, but your body, your body, your body, your body. Somebody scream, I am out. I usually will tell people in destiny meetings like this, the only qualification is anger. You gotta be angry enough. Days are going, seasons are passing by. Very soon it will be 31st of December. Who did I become? 31st of December. If I don't become anything, the Spirit of God said to me, son, 2021, don't understand this scripture as normal. I said, Lord, what are you saying? He says, it's only the deep can call unto the deep. A generation. The Lord is bringing depth inside of them. Shallow messages, the Lord said to me, will no longer work. Shallow anointing will no longer work. For hell has enlarged his coast. And I'm looking for sons and daughters who can stay and allow them become me. Somebody help me thunder, say I am out. Can you say it again like you meant it? Thunder again. Scream it again one more time. You're helping someone in your house. Can you thunder it one more time? What put a dust over your ministry, over your calling, over your life's purpose? Can I have you scream it one more time? Do you discover that where you are, you have outgrown that level? You have outgrown that level. For God, what men are saying, you know what he put in the inside of you. You are a dynamite. A city state on a hill that cannot be hidden. You were due to be here 10 years ago. You were due to be where you are 12 years ago. Stop celebrating. Yesterday's story. Can I have you scream, I am out? If you can take yourself for just a few seconds. I see the fireballs of the spirit. Honestly, I thought I was going to use tonight and lay the foundation. And tomorrow will become a time of prayers and the miraculous. But God just overtook me. God just overtook me. Not because I'm saying it, but when something is reconfigured, you will know that something just changed. You will just know some. Some prayer points will change. When a man comes out, he does not look for things. He does not look for things, but things look for him. I don't know how else to explain this. Somebody thunder say, I am out. Take yourself for 1 second. Let me just say 3 more things and I'll be done in a heartbeat. Shokalabada. Hele barabasa. And Jesus pushed them in the casa. And then they got into the boat and began to journey down. They began to journey down. And then they got to the middle of the sea. Don't forget, somewhere in Matthew chapter 10, I guess I'm correct, Jesus had taught them what it means to calm the seas. And then, somewhere in Matthew chapter 16, they meet the wind again. Excuse me, sir. Did you not remember what he did? Did you not remember what he said? Nothing captures it like Mark chapter 6 verse 48. The way Mark said. Still the same story, but Mark gave us a little more detail that the others did not give us. And Mark said that when Jesus saw them in the middle of the sea, his intention was to walk past them.
And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. How does divinity ignore his own? Please, would you show me this in another translation? Jesus was saying, I'm going to ignore you people. Shande korabasa. Shanda. He says, he could see his men struggling with the oars. The wind having come up against them. About 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the sea. He intended to go right by them. Would you show me another translation? Can I be privileged? Great. And the Bible says, Araba lahasha. Can I just read the last phrase? He says, the Bible says, he was about to pass by them. Nonsense, people. Permit my use of what? You are still wondering why he ignores you. You're still wondering why he ignores. Lord, why didn't you answer me? Show Dalaba. He said, there were things I taught you when I was the one handling the matter. But right now, I want you to do what I did. Can you show me another translation? Any other translation? That's a good news translation. He was going to pass them by. These guys were in the middle of a crisis. The one that called them and set them on a journey was about to ignore them. Lord, why? Why would you ignore me in the midst of a crisis? And he says, prior to now, I've given you power. Oh yes, when he was sending them two by two, the Bible says he gave them power. And then they got to the middle of the sea. They were using strategy to wage a supernatural warfare. Because they were expert fishermen. Let's turn it this way. Let's turn it this way. But they didn't understand. Destiny has become too critical for us now to be thinking of the next idea. I was teaching my people not the regular type of prayer. I told them that Akosaha, when destiny becomes critical, revelatory prayers God showed me, I began to teach them. I said, this is where my answers come from. If you're wondering, Pastor, what exactly brings all these things, I began to teach them. People of God, Madakoshaha, I don't care what you say or what you think, but I know a God, Shabali Karaba, when he sends his own away, every night he goes, Shadaba, up to the mountain. If Jesus, God himself, can pray in the night, then Jeriezi, you will say he has finished praying for you. Alabala Koshea, Tala, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. Have you not heard there are transactions that go on when men sleep at night? Inakuranda kasaha. Have you not heard Shabalekere kasaha? Arande koseyara. That word, redeeming the time, from the original Greek, ande keseya, is translated to mean by the time. In other English, stars and Mars, Arakadaha, time is a commodity in the realm of the spirit. Only the highest bidder buys it. The realm we live in is governed by times and seasons. But there are days and hours of the night when men who carry eternity on their inside visit the market where time is transacted. And they sit down and begin to bargain. Don't think church has entered my head when you see me not sleeping the way others are sleeping at night. A man of God came to me not too long and he said to me, Pastor, can you tell me one of your personal things you do? You know, I want to connect. Let me tell you, connection is not by laying hands. There are deeper matters. Can I tell you? Jairus says to Jesus, go and lay your hands on my daughter. Lay your hands, impart my daughter. Because laying on of hands is impartation. And Jesus gets to Jairus' house, takes the daughter by the hand. Jairus say, impart her. Jesus came, took her by the hand. In other words, General Jairus or Pastor Jairus, can I inform you, there has to be a connection before impartation. There has to be intimacy before impartation. Madiko Shadaba, like the man of God will ask, he shock you. Because you need to understand that we are in the season where some people, God gave it. God, and God says, deepened intimacy. Shadako Rahada. Can I bring you to a point without a prayer point you are praying? Can I ever drag you to the point where Madokasha, you don't have a problem, but you just want to sit by him? Power is not bettered in the place of petition, but in the place of fellowship. Can I say it one more time? Madakoshaha. Power is not bettered in the place of petition. I want this. I want. But in the so korokoshiara. There are times sukalande kasha. Men begin to activate portals they've not been to. When they don't have a prayer point, but yet they are praying. Shokoranda kasata shorty. Sele kerebaha. Aradasa. And Jesus begins to say to this guy, Eranda kasa. Like Mark will tell us. He was willing to ignore them. Stay there and die. That is your business. But then, they began to say, they've seen a spirit. They began to shout. But he that will never leave the one behind heard their cry. And they say, it's a spirit. Jesus says, it is not a spirit. It is I. Excuse me. By the way, can I say it the way the Bible said? Jesus never said he was not a spirit. Jesus just added, it is I. They say it's a spirit. Jesus said, cool down. It is I. Which means, Shodakara. When Jesus was saying, it is I, it's still me with my smile. It is still me with my steps. It is still me with my dress. But then what you'll be seeing is no longer me. This is the definition of a man wearing flesh manifesting the supernatural. It is still that guy I used to know. But then what I'm seeing, how you will know a man that glory has wrapped around. And his color did not change. But what I'm now seeing, can I pray for someone that walked in here tonight? Shandokasa, you see what your generation saw before tonight. As your amen rises to heaven, Shadi Kalaba, hear me as I hear the Lord. They will not see what they saw yesterday. As your amen will thunder, something is changing about you. Something is changing about your spirit. Something is changing about your utterance. Something is changing about your ministry. Something is changing right now. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. Let a believer thunder louder. Amen. Take your seat for 1 second. And people of God, can I announce to you something very integral and important? This was the point that Peter stood up and he said, ah, so it's you, Jesus, my master, my one and only. So it is you. If it be thou, bid me come and meet you on the water. Peter, are you sure? And Peter walked out. And I began to ask myself, Lord, what was wrong with Peter? Why? What happened to him? Take me to verse 22 one more time. And I will show God's people just something and we'll pray. Verse 22. Arabole kashadaha. The Bible says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him onto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Yes, the next verse. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Peter The walking on the sea is not accidental. A man went where generator generates things. A man went to the place where glory is generated. A man had communion and koinonia and finished walking on the sea. Then a random man sees him. I say, Ogan, are you? Ogan, are you? Okay, make her come. Make her come. Don't copy what you don't know, the glory story. I will leave this year. But if we had all pastors here, Shadila Baraka, there are things that cannot be copied until you copy the behind the scene. Frustration is copying what you don't have the energy of the Spirit to sponsor. Because Candy Kosa, what is important is grow my power base. Shadaha, not make me shine. Lord, let me shine to my generation. This is what I call pedestrian bonds prayer. Meet by prayer. That's not what God, Nekilada Shotaha. When my power base is grown, forget it. Jesus has finished Kilakara. Shabatoko, Pandekilia, Esekelete, Shabadiana, Marandokolo, Intititika, Shadabalea. And then you see him coasting on the waters. Because he would have said, hey guys, it's still me. If you have a need to impress with prayer in the public, you have a bad private prayer life. Did you hear what I just said right now? Jesus spent hours in the closet. Spent seconds making declarations when he came to the public. And then he'll see the man. What is your name? Legion. Why are you still doing here? Get away. Get out of that place. Shodabala. People of God, it's got to come to a point. I remember, was it 3 years ago, when my neighbor, Shadi Balahada, used to tell me, and he said to me, Pastor Jerry, Anda Kosara, I remember many years ago, when there's a sister that used to leave, and there are members of my church, they used to live near me, and he said, the sister, whenever she's praying in the house, there's a child that usually has convulsion in the night. Now, once she raises her voice to pray, the child will never have convulsion. Until the night she did not pray. And she didn't know. Her voice was not just her voice of prayer to God. Her voice was a territorial voice. Listen. What? There's a way a man becomes supernatural. Run. Your demons will respect your clothes. Oh yes, sir. Everything you have will convey the power of God. Everything you have a need to complain about an issue, you don't have the power to chase it. And Peter felt like it was something to work. Let me tell you, sir, Peter had a problem with capacitation, not just a problem of conquest. Stepped on, as soon as he walked, that same thing I used to finish him came back again. Did I tell you about Peter? You don't know why Peter keeps failing when it matters most. You don't know. Can I tell you a bit? Jesus took him to Gethsemane to pray. Peter came there and began to sleep. Just for you to know that that is the problem of Peter. Peter came here and began to sleep. And after a while, he just woke up. He said, it's good for us to be here. And built the tabernacle. One for you. One for Moses. One. There are men who woke up from sleep with revelation. Oh God, this thing you're saying God told you. Where have you not been sleeping all this while? You woke up with the revelation. At another time, Jesus took him to the Mount of Transfiguration. Oh, it was a Mount of Transfiguration. He said, let's build the tabernacles. So when they took him to Gethsemane, Jesus took him. Separated them from the other people. He says to me, I'm going through a moment. I'm going, come and tarry with me. And even if it is 1 hour, Piro as usual, say, Lord, I thought you were going to say 6 hours. Let me tell you, in the realm of the spirits, baritones are not respected. It's either it is power or it is power. And Peter, again, as soon as Jesus left, for Jesus to say, even if it is 1 hour, I thought, I asked you, that means that Jesus did not even complete 1 hour and came back and found that Peter has slept. Jesus woke him up and said the same thing. Return back again. Peter went back to sleep again. That's why when Jesus came, I said, now continue to sleep. Shebi, sleep you want to. Go ahead and sleep. No problem. You have decided to leave me. And not, go ahead and sleep. Then, the third time. That is why you need to deal with that thing that is trying to fight the place of the supernatural. They caught Peter and put him in the prison. Put chain and his hand on his legs. Right there in the prison again. Peter began to sleep. A man they were going to kill in the midnight was still sleeping when his death was. And I see some people saying, "Say, God gave him peace." No, sir. Devil wanted to pieces him. Because he did not pray. The church was praying. It was the prayer of the church that said, Peter. Critical times. And you are telling me, prayer does not matter. Prayer, how do you say? No, you know, our own is that, I don't pray too much. Don't worry. The devil would send you a demon your size. And this was exactly where Peter missed it. And then he saw Jesus walking on the sea. And he says, I'm going to do the way he's doing. Ask me to come. Sir, ask me to come. And then Jesus said, come. And Peter began to walk. All of a sudden, the wind said, Peter, Jesus, I know. He said, this man, I know him. Last night, he generated power. That's why we're not bothered about him. Let me tell you, I say this all the time. Some of us, I beg you, the reason why you need the supernatural, I beg you, my heart is begging you, is that some of us have skyscraper destiny. Your destiny is like a 10-story building. But your power is like, I pass my neighbor generator. It cannot power your destiny. It cannot power your business. It cannot power your career. If you put too much load on I pass my neighbor generator, the generator will go off. Say, why will you put that kind of load on me? Don't you know I cannot even carry this? This was where Peter was. And then he began to, as the moment, once the wind rose, Ashadia, I have a lot to say, but I believe that some of us are out. But then again, I have to leave you with this instruction as I tidy up tonight. And he says, Lord, save me. When I got to that scripture, tears filled my eyes. May your exploits not become your nemesis. Because Peter's exploit was now swallowing him. You thought he was going down in the water. No. It was walking on the sea that just swallowed him. Because there was no capacity before manifestation. The supernatural is not first. There were people, the greatest mistake they made was the supernatural outpouring on their lives. But they didn't realize that they have not yet become before they have. Because there was no becoming. Atada, Chekelia, a generation mocked their capacity. I am taking tonight to build the foundation. Because tomorrow, Shande Yarabaha, Karandosa, we will give Wahala problem. Tomorrow, people of God, I want you to know, any form of sickness you know that has a name. Did you hear what I just said? If it has a name, bring it here. Shande Kalaha. Listen, in my time of prayer, how you know a man who hears from God is if what he says comes to pass. And I was asking God, I said, God, what will you do? And the Spirit of God said to me, there is no sickness I will not handle. He says, except they bring it back. You go back and call the sickness back. I am out of church. Can we meet up somewhere? Around Rumola Junction. That is the only one that will return back to you. I didn't come to make you happy. I came to fulfill my ministry. And that is what he said to me. Once has he spoken, and twice have I heard it. And I believe that tonight, the greatest prayer tonight is, Lord, I want to become. I make me to become. Not just give me what I cannot handle. Stand on your feet wherever you are. Lift up your two hands. If you can speak in the Holy Ghost. Shabadoko radabasaha. Indekula yanabababasada. Esakote sabali yanabaha. Horakadi balabarabasada. Indekele barabasotosha. Erreketokole basa. Ayabaradoko shodea. Ele korabasada. Shobada kitada. Sokotole kerebasa. Shabali yanakoranasa. Ayana korebasa, errata korebasa ya, errekete basa, shukata lekere basa ya, ete korababa basa. Hey, 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 shata kanaba, rakode basa dia, shukala baraba, ete korebasa, shakote dia, rakada bala, shoda bala ba, rakata kata, shabado kote, shabarada kada. Rakadaza Sobatika Selekereba Errakadabasa. Somebody pray, Lord, let the framework that will carry your grace, let it be strong. Let the framework that will carry your power. Shatekedeya Shabalaka Rakatose Shebalakaya Rekedemosodoya.